Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun in Mesech Sukkah. I'm on the van going home, passing through the hills of Yehuda, going from the old city to Ramat Beit Shemesh. Our Gemara in today's daf is going to discuss the preparation of the water for the Nisuch HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash, particularly on Shabbos. If you recall from our previous Mishnah, we had learned that the water that's left over in the Kli Sharis is going to have a problem of Alina. Hence, the water was not drawn from the Me'ah Shiloach before Shabbos, because it would have a problem of Alina, and the Gemara analyzes that problem. Our Gemara will also discuss the halachas of whether the water of the Nisuch HaMayim spills, as well as the halachas of Mayim Megulim and Nisuch HaMayim, water that is left open over Shabbos, and the halacha of Nisuch. That will conclude the fourth parak of Sukkah, parak Lulava Rava. We're going to go on, Bezer Hashem, to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which the Mishnah describes at the beginning of the first parak, was either done for 5 or 6 days, because it's not done on Shabbos. And our daf onto Nun Amabez is going to be important daf in terms of the halachas of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash on Chol HaMoed during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and that will be the topic, the initial topics of the fifth parak. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up where we left off yesterday, 3 lines from the bottom of Memtes Amabez. The Gemara says, Kemaseu Bechol, quoting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said, Kach Maseu B'Shabbos, that they did do the Nisuch HaMayim and Shabbos as well. However, the water was filled from the Kiyar and was not filled from the Shiluach, because they couldn't carry it outside the Rishus HaRam. That would be a problem, being Mavir Dalet Amis. If they filled it from the Shiluach on Shabbos, they could not fill it up on Erev Shabbos from the Shiluach, because it would be possible for Lina. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema V'amai Nesi B'Mekudeshes, bring it in a Kli that has Kedushas Kli Sharis. Our Mishnah said they could not fill it up in a Kli that has Kedushas Kli Sharis, because automatically it'll psul lima. And let them have a Kavana, let them have Kavana that it shouldn't have Kedushas HaKli, and Memela there would be no psul lina. That's how Rashi understands the Kasha V'amai Nesi B'Mekudeshes. The Gemara answers, Amir Ziri, Ziri answers, Kesavar Ein Shior L'mayim. Even if they filled it up in a manner that's larger for the Kli, then nevertheless, it's still considered Ro'ui L'Kli, and since it's Ro'ui L'Kli, it'll be subject to Lina. U'Kli Shares Mekadshin Shelo Midas. And a Kli Shares could be Mekadesh, even if your intention is that it should not be Mekadesh. V'Imaisi B'Mekudeshah, says the Gemara on the top of Nun Amid Aleph, and if they would bring it when it's in the Kli Sharis, that's Mekudeshes, if Salulu Balina, as we were Masbir, then it'll have a Psul Lina. Period. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya gave a different tarot. Kli Sharis ain't Mekadshin Elamidas. No, Kli Sharis don't Mekadsh Bidas. If that's so then why don't they fill it up from the Me'ah Shiluach they were just coming from? We just got on the bus, not very far at all from where the Me'ah Shiloach was, on the southern side of the Harabayis. So, as says Chizkiya, if you fill something up from the Me'ah Shiloach with das that it shouldn't be Mekudeshes, it's not Mekudeshes. Because Kli Sharis and Mekadsh El Midas. Ugzeira Shema Yom L'das Nizkadshu. But there is a fear that people will allege that it was filled up Midas, and people will think there's no problem of Lina, even if a Kli Sharis is filled up with das. Amar Biyani, Amar Bizam, Arizeira, Filu Tema Yeshir L'mayim. Even if you're going to say that there is a Shir that is particular for the water, and you're not going to fill it up for the shear, for it to have kedusha, for it to have lina, and also kli sharis ain mikach el midas, and you also didn't have das for it. Nevertheless, gzeres shemiyomer lekiddush yadayim v'raglayim molon, that people are going to allege that it was filled up. The water was filled up to use to be sanctify the hands and the feet of the kohen gadol. And nevertheless, adds Rashi, they're using it for the Nisuch HaMayim. And they'll come to think that there's no problem of a psul lina for the Nisuch HaMayim. Everybody knows that water that's filled up, l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, has a problem of psul lina. It's mekudesh b'kli shares. So people will think that's what this water is, and they're going to come to think that there isn't a psul lina for the Nisuch HaMayim. We also learned in our Mishnah So we continue seven lines on top. If the water has spilled or has become revealed, so then in such a case, it wasn't covered, so then in such a case, there's going to be a problem for using for nisuch hamayim. If you recall at the time, a couple of dapim ago, when we learned this in the Mishnah, we spoke about that when the water is revealed, is open, so then there's a fear that the snake is going to put its poison inside. We did not explain that the Gemara offers some solutions to such water, and the Gemara elaborates on this issur. Says the Gemara, v'amai li'ovad b'misanenes, let them use a sieve, and the sieve will sort out the poison from the snake. Le'mas nisim de'lokarem nechemia. It must be, says the Gemara, that our mission is not following Rabbi Chanan. Desanya, we learned in a braisa, misanenes yeshbo mishum gilui, that if you have a strain, a sifter, so then there still is a problem of gilui. Amr ibn Chemye, Masa bizman shatachtona megula. Avozman shatachtona mechusa afopishal yona megula aimbo mishum gilui. Rabbi Nechemya says you can strain the water. Ibn Sheeres nechash domalis fug, because the poison is like a sponge, safa omeid bimikomo, and it sits in one place. Since according to Rabbi Nechemya, the poison is thick, so then the poison does not become distilled amongst the rest of the wine, and it could be sifted out from the rest of the wine. Observes our Gemara, so then in such a case, the water of nisuch hamayim that has the poison of the snake could be sifted as well. So it seems like our mission is not in accordance with Rabbi Nechemya. Answers the Gemara, afilu teim Rabbi Nechemya. It could work with Rabbi Nechemya. Eim adam Rabbi Nechemya lehedit. Rabbi Nechemya gave the suggestion, if you leave out water overnight, then you could do the sifting thing. Aval gvaya mi amar. But he wasn't as lenient for avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. After all, this is said b'loshem bitmiya. The lesley the Rabbi Nechemya. Does Rabbi Nechemya not follow the important pasuk in Malachi that we've already quoted once in our Masechta trivia question? Where did we quote this pasuk? Hakriveu nal lefecha secha yirtzecha o ayisa fanecha amar Hashem tzivakos. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want your lowest type of donation, of the lowest type of animal, the lowest type of water, water that is snake water? So even if you could clear it out, but at the end of the day, pasnish, as we say in Yiddish, it's not appropriate to bring water that it had snake venom put inside. So even though it's safe, according to Rabbi Nechemya, still it's got snake germs. Hadran alach luvah. Rava, this concludes the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the fifth parak. Hecholo chamisha v'shisha. The celebration of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which was expressed with the music of the playing of the flute, happened either 5 days of Sukkot or 6 days. Zehu Chalil Shel Beis HaShoeva, She'en Adecha Lo'yis HaShabbos Lo'yis HaYom Tov. And the flute is not Docha, neither Shabbos nor Yom Tov. Hence, if Yom Tov is one day and Shabbos is another day and Sukkot is 7 days, remember Shmini Atzeres is Chag Mifnei Atzmo, we learned Pazar Keshav, at least six differences between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of Sukkot. So Sukkot is only 7 days. If Sukkot is 7 days, 1 day is Yom Tov, 1 day is Shabbos, then Simchas Beis HaShoeva will only be 5 days. If, however, Yom Tov and Shabbos is the same day, so then in such a case it will be 6 days. Let's Be'ezer Hashem turn the Amud to Nun Amud Beis. It Ma Rav Yehuda Ravina Chatoni Shoeva V'Chatoni Chashuva. Here Rashi does not explain what the Lashon Shoeva and Lashon Chashuva is. Rashi gives us a beautiful explanation, and an explanation that has parts of it that have become, excuse me, Tosis gives us a beautiful explanation, parts of it have become quite famous. Tosis says that the Lashon Shoev means to draw. It could be, it's making reference to, if I could add parenthetically, the drawing of the water, which we drew from the Me'a Shiloach. However, it also refers to something else. Tosafot quotes Yerushalmi that says that Misham Shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh, that from the moments of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Klal Yisrael drew Ruach HaKodesh. Let's take a look and see the Tosafot inside. Shehashchina Sherim Mitoch Simcha, because the Shechina is dependent on Klal Yisrael being B'Simcha. So one says that the meaning of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is that Misham Shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh. There's another opinion that learns V'chad Tani Chashuva. Other opinion is learning Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Chashuva is not as explained as explicitly by Tosas. Chashuva seems to be the simcha of the bayis chashuva, the simcha in this special place, and also referring to the chashivus of the simcha on Sukkos. The Gemara now elaborates. Man detani shoeva lo mishtabish. The one who learned that Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that wasn't a mistake. And even the one who said Chashuva, it's not a mistake. Now this Gemara is reminiscent of the joke that there were two Baladinim that came to a Rav, and they say to the Rav, Ruvain says, I'm right, because such and such happened. Shimon says, I'm right, because such and such happened. I'm entitled to $100. I'm entitled to $100. So the Rav, when he listens to Ruvain after he talks, he says, you're right. By the way, the story is apocryphal because al pi halacha, probably the Rav is not supposed to say you're right to Reuven when he told him the case. Then he hears Shimon, and he says to Shimon, you're right. Then the Rebbetzin calls out from the kitchen and says, how could they both be right? And the Rav says, you're right too. So the Gemara here says, man detani shoeva lo mishtamish, it's not a mistake if it's a shoeva. Man detani chashuva lo mishtamish, he also didn't make a mistake. Man detani shoeva lo mishtamish, tichsiv, it's based on a pasuk, shafta mayim besosling. Mimayne HaYeshua, we mentioned in Avdala, Rav Amram Gom brings down the minhag to say the pasuk b'shafta mayim b'sasan, quote in the Torah in Hilchos Avdala. Uman detani chashuva lo mishtamish, the one who says chashuva, he also make a mistake. Dam Rav Nachman, mitzvah chashuvi, because the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is a mitzvah chashuva, uba misheishis yimei breishis, and it comes from the 6th day of creation. Wow. All from Shishus Mebreishus already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do Simchas Beis HaShoeva of Sukkos. Rashi explains we already had a previous source that brought this part out, that the holes in the ground by the Mizbech that were there to be Mekabel, the Nisuch HaMayim, Nisuch HaYayin, are already there from Shishus Mebreishus. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continues, we learned in Abrai, Sechol Doiches HaShabbos, that you play the Chalil even on Shabbos. To Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudiv, Chacham Maimrim Af Yom Tefein Adoicha, and the Chacham disagree on two grounds. They say it's not Doicha Shabbos as well as not Doicha Yom Tef. Our opinion, the opinion of our Mishnah, followed the opinion of the Chachamim. Am Rabbi Yosef Machlokes B'Shir Shel Korban. The Machlokes applies not in regards to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but the Machlokes replies in regards to sing for the Korban. The Rabbi Yosi says the Rabbi Yosi holds in regards to the shir that was played by the Nisuch Hamayim V'Yayin, according to most in Rashi, that took place with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Nisuch Hayayin of the Tamid Shel Baran Harbayim, that the Levim used to sing and bring Simcha into the process of the Avodah. So Rabbi Yosi holds in that regard, Ikar Shira B'Kli, that the Ikar Shira is done with the musical instruments, V'Avodah, and it's considered Avodah, V'Deiches HaShabbos, and therefore it's Deiches HaShabbos, because we know the Karban Tamid is Deiches HaShabbos, and therefore that would be Deiches HaShabbos as well. Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan disagree. They hold Ikar Shira B'Peh, that the Ikar Shira could be done without instruments. V'lav avoydeh hivena deiches HaShabbos. Now avoydeh, it's not deiches HaShabbos. Avol continues the Gemara. Shir shol shoeva, but the shir of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, divrei hakol simchahi. Everybody agrees it's simcha. Rashi's girsa is, it's a simcha yisera, ve'ena deiches HaShabbos. Then everybody would be not be deiches HaShabbos, even the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. In other words, it's an added bonus, and therefore, it's not minatera, it's the chaveves hamitzvahs, Rashi learns. It's not central to the avoides hayoim, and therefore it's not doicha Shabbos. I'm Rav Yosef, minoa mina debaha pligi. How do I know that this is the machlokes? That the background behind the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan is whether Ikar Shira is bekli v'avoda or the Ikar Shira is bepeh. We continue now about midnight time in Ramat Beit Shemesh. After I arrived home, ate and spent time a little bit with the family, and then learned with the kolel, the night kolel that we have here in Beit Shemesh, then gave a Musar Shmuz in Lev HaTorah, and now Baruch Hashem able to continue with you, asks Rabbi Yosef, how do I know that this is what's behind the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbanan, whether the Chalil is Docha the Shabbos for the Karban Tamid or not, as dependent on whether the Avoda is Bikli Shir or Ikar Shir is Bepet. Desanya, as we learn in Brisa, kli shares shason shel eitz, a kli shares that was made of wood, a musical instrument that was made of wood, there is a machlokas.
Rebbe posel. Rebbe says posel. Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yehuda machshir. My lab b'halkamifli. What's behind this machlokus? Man the machshir saver ikashir bekli. The one who says it's kosher, he holds the primary shear is with kli. V'alfinan, and we learn out. Me'abuva de Moshe, from the flute that was used from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because presumably the instruments in that time were made of wood. Uman de pasol saver ikar shir bepeh. And the one who says pasol says ikar shir is bepeh. Lo yafina me'abuva de Moshe. We don't learn out from the type of instruments that were Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Because we can't learn out from the abuva de Moshe. It's true that bizman hazeh, wood would not be acceptable. And in the time of Moshe, it's also true, according to this mandamer, they used a flute that was made of wood. But since ikar shir is bepeh, you cannot learn out the status of kli shares from the clay shear, because that's not one of the critical instruments of avodah. In contrast to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who says that's kosher, he assumes that the ikar avodah is bekli. If ikar avodah is bekli, then it's considered kli shares. If it's considered kli shares, then you could learn out that all kli shares that's made of asa would be acceptable. Says the Gemara, loy. Dekule alma ikar shira bekli. Everybody holds ikar shira is bekli. If that would be so then why would one say that kli eitz will be possible? Hacha bedan efshir mishi yefshir kamiflagibi. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, so there the only way to make it was out of wood. The one who says that kli shira is kosher from wood says that you learn out from the time when it was only possible to make a flute out of wood to a case where it's possible to make a kli, for example, the spoon that was used to hold the dam. So that nowadays could be made from metal, from gold. Mehichi tesi, from where we know that wood would be acceptable. Unless you say don efsher misha efsher, man the puzzle, man the one who says it's puzzle, savor lo don efsher misha efsher. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu's kli sharis was made out of wood, that was because it was impossible. But today, if you can make a mizrak, if you can make one of the utensils out of metal, then you can't make it out of wood. V'ibay seimet kuli alma the ikar shira bepeh. Maybe everybody holds the ikar shira is with the mouth. V'ein don an efsher misha efsher, and you can't learn out that which is possibly not to be done from wood, from something that's impossible to be done from wood. V'hacha, so what's the issue over here? B'meilef b'nora miklale uprata obribuya umiuta kamiflagi. It's a totally different issue. And this relates to the issue of how you learn in the psukim of menorah, whether it's kosher from eitz or not. And that revolves around whether you learn a klal pratu klal when it comes to menorah, or a ribui and miut. And the Gemara will explain what that means. Rebbe darish klalu prati. Rebbe, who we learned above, said that's possible. He holds that we darish when it comes to menorah, a klal, and then a prat. What does that mean? Vasisa menoras. The Torah starts off in Parshas Truma and says, you shall make the menoras in general. That's a klal. Zov tar, that's a prat. Miksha tayasa menorah. The pasuk then concludes that it should be hammered out as one whole piece. Chazer v'klal, so it's klal pratu klal. Iyat adon elakein prat mam prat mefor shamateches. Just like we have a rule when it says klal pratu klal, you have a rule, then an exception, then another rule. We mentioned in the morning one of the 13 drashos of Rabbi Yishmael. One of the 13 ways we Chazal taught us to expound on the pasuk is that if you have the rule, then the exception, then the rule again, then you could only apply those things that are similar to the exception. Ma prat mefur shel mateches, afkol shel mateches. So the menorah has to be done out of metal. However, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda has a different way of darshaning the pasuk. Darish ribuye umiute. We don't darshan as a rule and then an exception, but rather we darshan it as a broad, encompassing idea, which is then minimized. Vasisa menoras riba. That is a broad menorah. Zav tar miut. It's not an exception, but rather means to limit the scope of the ribui. Miksha tasa menorah chazav riba. Riba miut v'riba riba akol. So if you look at it as a broader and then limited and then broadened again, so then in such a case, then we have the opposite conclusion of a klal prat and klal, and we come to the conclusion that everything is included. My Rabbi, Rabbi kol mili. It's coming to include all different types of materials that could be used for a menorah. My miyet, miyet shel cheres. And it's coming to exclude those things that are made from earthenware. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun on the Be'ez, with our Daf concluding that there is a fascinating machlokas that we learned above between the Tanoim of whether the flute was played on Shabbos, which is a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, where they argued on Shabbos during the Tamid whether it was played or not. The Gemara suggests that depends on whether you look at the playing as being part of the Ikar Avoda. Ultimately, the Gemara discusses whether that gets involved, whether we could learn from the flute of Moshe Rabbeinu. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests that whether or not we learn from the flute of Moshe Rabbeinu that one can make a kli shares out of eights, that will not be dependent on whether you learn from the flute of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that will not get involved whether Ikar Avodah is Beper, Ikar Avodah is Beshir, but rather there is another issue, and that is whether the menorah could be made out of wood or not, and that depends on how you darshan the pasuk of the menorah, as a klal pratu klal, or as a riba miut a ribui. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun in Maseches Sukkah.